Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, thank you for joining us all over the world. I've learned a long time ago that you can take a thief and put him in school and educate him, but he will only come out of school as a more educated thief. See, in order for people to change, there must be a change in their heart and in their spirit. Only God can do that. What am I trying to say, Dr. Johnson? I'm trying to say, if we can get people to start praising God in their hearts and through the Spirit, but thanking God as God is doing now all over the world, thanking him rather than cussing folk out, rather than robbing folks, rather than raping people, molesting people. We can get mothers to stop discarding their babies and our boys and girls to stop participating in games or committing crimes or to stay out of violence. If we can get people to continuously start thanking God in their hearts rather than doing crimes of violence, don't you see, really, don't you see, Lord, take the cataracts off their eyes, help them to see that it will literally change the course of the whole wide world. The world can be touched now. All the technology we've got, the enemy's trying to use it all over the world to destroy the world. But if we can get people, their hearts change. As a man or woman thinks, as they think in their hearts, so is he or she. And whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are holy, whatsoever things are just and pure, whatsoever things are lovely and of a good report, if there be any praise, let them think on these things. And get them to think differently, it will change the world. Yeah, we can get people praising God. I got saved praising God. I got the Holy Ghost praising God. Praising God will lead you into becoming more sanctified. Makes you want to be closer to the Lord and have a closer walk. People get delivered from their habits. They can get delivered just out of praising God. God will bring you from the darkness to the light by praising him. Nasty attitudes will leave. They'll stop gossiping if we get them to start praising God. They'll have a better revival at the church. Yeah. We can have a better anniversary for the pastor and wife. We can just get people to start praising God. You'll have a better program, whatever you're trying to do. Your program will be better if you can just get them to start praising God. An attitude of church members will change so much. Your eyes will be open and you will understand the things of life better when you start praising God. God can restore that broken relationship just by praising him. You can make it through the storm just by praising God. Oh. Listen, we're on to something. You know, I know people, we're really on to something. Something, not just something, but huge. 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 You can overcome trouble in your life by praising God. You can become more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror by praising him. And we're offering 1,000 praises myself a day, and many times more. Had the lady touch me on the shoulder and say, she said 9,000. That meant she was praising God 9,000 times. God will bring you out if you learn how to praise him. He inhabits the praises of his people, not pity parties, but praise parties. We're having one this morning. Yeah. Anybody love him? Want to say good morning to you, Lord? Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. We know you're here. Good morning. Good morning to you, Lord. Good morning. Everybody speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Don't let it be said that, you know, the Lord came in your room and you wouldn't even speak to him. Come on. Good morning, Lord. God bless you.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Open our mouths and do a praise party here. Y'all ready? Let's have a praise party. Praise check, whatever you are. Come on, bring your praise up. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on. Praise the Lord. That means all of y'all. Open your mouths and give God praise. Praise
you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. You're worthy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank
you. Lord,
thank you. We love you this morning. Praise you this morning. You honor. We give glory.
Praise him, praise him. Thank you, Lord. Praise
you. Is that the power in your hand?
Give you glory. Give you.
Thank Jesus.
Give
thank
you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless all of you.
Lord.
What a wonderful day it is to give God. Oh, my God. Well, praise. Now, I want to remind you, the Lord told me to tell all of y'all to get you someone that you're calling in the morning before you get up. Amen. And tell them it's time. It's time. I'm going to remind you again. Amen. It's time. It's time. It's time to give God praise. It's time to get a miracle. It's time to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Praise his holy name. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we praise you this morning, and we glory in you. We give you adoration. We esteem you. We extol thee. We lift you up higher than anything on the face of this earth. We glory in you. Be with us today. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing flow on this prayer line. Forgive all sin, any sin of commission, any sin of omission. Let us forgive those who trespass against us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, praise you for all things and give you the glory. Stretch out your mighty hand over the people everywhere. Please stretch out your mighty hand. Solve every problem. Bless every person. Who by your power divine, use us for thy glory. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we're trying our best morning and night, noon and night, to be a blessing to you. We really are. We know that you're real. We know that you're here. You for centuries and for decades and for eras have blessed people, and all they did is turn around and ask you for some more stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
How ludicrous.
Hey.
God, we're not trying to make up for what they did. We're just trying to let you know we appreciate you for everything that you do.
Yes, Lord.
I realize even right now that we're giving you through the auspices of the block line, the Holy Ghost using that. A million praises a night, but that's not enough, God.
Yes,
every time we say thank you, you've already done something else.
Yes, sir.
Let us keep the thought to say thank you.
You
let us move our tongue to say thank you.
Oh, hallelujah, thank
our
you.
Our eyes blink another time. Let our ears hear another praise. So many things we do for you, we rather that you do for us realize. Thank you. You let our hearts tick another tick or beat another beat. You let our lungs breathe another breath.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Feet move. You let our legs move. You let our hands move.
Thank you.
Oh, God. That brain, the medulla, oblongata, you let it think.
Yeah.
So, just before we can say thank you, you've done something else for us.
Yes,
And we appreciate you so much. Bless the day and we'll bless your back. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless all of y'all. I just want to talk to them again. You've been so kind being with us this morning. I'm asking God not to let you leave the same way you came. God is so wonderful. Get ready now. Here's what you do. I'm talking now. That's when you get your praise reports ready. Think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. Get ready to bless him. He's blessed you. You woke up this morning, didn't you? He blessed
Amen.
You. Amen. He blessed you. It's going to be time to bless him. Amen. Don't be selfish. You always want all the blessings. Want everything. And don't want to give the Lord nothing. That's not right. Bless him. Bless him.
Thank you, Jesus.
His goodness. 105 Psalms. Make known his deeds before the men and women.
Yeah.
Boys and girls. God bless you.
Thank you.
I want to go straight to the praise report today. Give the Lord a praise. Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen. We enjoyed the youth prayer line on Tuesday with Dr. Pfeiffer. And let me get that correct with Ambassador Pfeiffer. She's got a promotion. Amen. And now tonight with Ambassador-elect Dina Hodges, 7 o'clock. That's going to be great. We are trying to help our youth. The enemy is trying to sift our youth as wheat. But I've asked them tonight to discuss defense mechanisms. I'm going to have a defense class at our church on the second Sunday night in August. I want to get our women basically with a defense, knowing how to get out of harm's way. Somebody tries to entrap them. We still know enough to get out of that situation and go to running. Amen. A defense class. So I want to have a class on defense mechanism for young people tonight. I'm going to be there, so join me. Defense mechanism. You need to know that yourself. Especially need to know how to tell your young people how to get out of harm's way. God bless you. Got a praise report? One of our sisters, I want to thank God for all of them. Let's get our Pastor Kevin Strada, give us a word, and Ambassador Hagen, give us a word, and thank God for all of our sisters. Amen. Of course, First Lady of this line, amen. A genuine and honest and gracious and a woman who is just phenomenal. You need to meet her. Lady Betty Joyce Johnson. Amen. And to my mother, amen, I can't forget about her. She didn't forget about me. She let me come into this world. She had me. Thank you, Mama. Amen. I want to honor you all the days of my life. Thank you. She's 94 now, Mother Edley Johnson. Amen. Thank God for her. And thank God for ambassadors, all of our ambassadors. Ambassadors, Ambassador Stern, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, special assistant, Deaconess Gina Hodges, and Prophetess Gail Stitt. Amen. Thank God for all you. Dr. Mary Lacey, we can't forget her. She's been with us a long time. Now, all of you on this prayer line, Pastor Strada, are you there? I want to thank God for
the
mothers who are praying for me and for, oh, my God, for the tremendous introduction that Ambassador Julie, I believe it's C. Hagen, has given us. Bishop Hagen, we appreciate you so much. And Bishop Bowden, thank you. I believe he invited us to Arkansas this time for our convention. We're going to Arkansas. We'll be letting you know about that. And the date for the convention will be in June. So, thank you. Go ahead, Pastor Strada.
God bless you. God bless you, and God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Giving honor to God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, honoring God for you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all of the saints on this prayer line. We thank God for you. I am Pastor Kevin Strader from the GMAP Broadcast Network and Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. And we just simply want to thank God this morning for allowing us this opportunity to be able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line every weekday morning from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time on the GMAP Broadcast Network. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number 1.com. Stop by. Be a member. Be a friend. Be blessed and be a blessing. We're being heard all over the world, and we simply want to say thank you, Jesus. God bless each and every one of you. We'll turn it over to Ambassador Hagen at this time. God bless you all.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. Good morning, and thank you. We honor the Lord today. We honor the presence of the Lord. We honor Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the assistants, ambassadors, Ambassador Black, to everyone that's listening from all around the world. God bless each and every one of you. I am Ambassador Hagen, and we are broadcasting live from the studios of the Blog Talk Radio, NPA Radio Network, on the Blog Talk Radio. And we can be reached as well on the Internet and the World Wide Web simply by going to npa.com, as well as we do have a physical address for those of you who would love to visit us. Amen. We thank God for each and every one. We are broadcasting here from the studio live 347-947-0727. We have over 90 million listeners, and we thank God. We're being heard literally all over the world, and we appreciate what the Lord is doing. And we want to thank you, Dr. Johnson, for what you're doing and outstanding work in getting the message across the world and leading the world in praise. And may God ever bless you. This time, back to you, Dr. Johnson.
Somebody's breathing heavily in the phone. Amen. Don't do that. Thank you so much. Thank God again for all of my I went to God. I was saying to him, God, Lord, did you really give me that name, Ambassador? Amen. I know about this, the pastors and the apostles and yeah, I know about that. God, but what about ambassador? Is that of God? And he took me to the scripture, Ephesians 6 and 20. The one who is noted the most for writing the gospel of Jesus, Paul, he himself said, I am an ambassador in bonds, that I may speak boldly. Pastor, speak boldly. Amen. Ephesians 6:20, read it for yourself. Then I went to scripture, Obadiah said that he's an ambassador sent to the heathen. And I am a Jeremiah was an ambassador sent to the heathen. And even Solomon said ambassadors are faithful and faithful as help. It's an honor to be an ambassador. Thank God for other titles, many titles there were churches, amen. And thank God for that. But an ambassador is sent to the nation in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm asking every ambassador to take prayer to Jehovah and to the nation, the nations all around the world. God, that I am an ambassador. You got a praise report? Anybody? One of y'all ambassadors, or one of you, you who that praise report for me right now.
Praise the Lord, Ambassador Dr. Vernon Johnson. God bless you, man of God, great man of God. Amen to Lady Betty. Amen to Mother Adley Johnson, our mother of the nation, and to all of the great men and women of God that is on the First Fruit prayer line this morning. Amen. We greet the Lord in the precious name of our Lord. We greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're here this morning to take your praise report. Amen. And I know I got a praise. You got a praise. Amen. The song say, I got a praise, and I got to get it out. Anybody have a praise this morning of that kind? You're on the line. Let's hear your praise report.
Praise the Lord. I'm back to the stand this morning. Good morning. Dr. Johnson, to Sister Betty, to Mother Johnson, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and to Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, and to all of the saints on the prayer line. I just formed this Evangelist Johnson in Bronx, New York. I missed you all on yesterday, but I had to have a procedure, and I had to be there at 7:30, so I left up my house at 6:45. But I just want to tell you that God is a good God, and I praise and thank him and glorify him. I went in for my procedure at 8 o'clock as they had scheduled, and I just kept saying, thank you, Jesus. I did not thank you, Jesus, before I left home. And when I got on the table, I was saying, thank you, Jesus, until they just sedated me, and I went in to the sedation, said, thank you, Jesus. And the doctor, when I came through, the doctor came in, and it was 10 minutes to 9, and he said, you can go home. And I just praised and thank God that everything came out okay. And the doctor said I was fine, and I just want to thank you all for your prayer. I know you were praying for me, and I just praise and thank God, and I glorify God because God is a good God, and I'm feeling all right. And I just thank God for his blessings, and I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You all have a blessed day.
God bless you. What an awesome praise report this morning, knowing that God is able and God is good. Amen. Anyone else this morning? You're on the line.
Good morning. This is the Peter Son. Thank you, praise God. Lord, bless all those on the line. I thank you, praise God, for what you did this morning. I thank you for keeping me. I thank you for everything that I'm going through. He's still keeping me. I stayed and praise his name. I just thank God because I don't even have to be here, because don't nobody know. People, you know, they try to say what's going on with you and looking at you and stuff and doing, but they don't know what you're going through. I just thank God for keeping me from all the things that I'm going through right now. And I know he is a good God. So I just praise and thank you because nobody knows but me and the Lord right now what's really going on. And I thank you praise because I am going through a lot. And I just continue to praise him because that's all I can do is thank him. Thank you and praise his name. That he will deliver me and give me the right direction, what to go and what to do. His secret I have. So I thank you, praise God. I just want everything just to be, they'll continue to pray for me.
All right. God bless you. Amen. What an awesome praise report from your Sister Peterson. Amen. Yes. Anyone else this morning? You're on the line.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ambassador Stein and to Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Allie Johnson, Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and all of the saints and prayer warriors and men and women of God that's on this prayer line this morning. God bless all of you. I thank God for this morning. I give God all the praises. This is Sister Lily, area code 334. I praise God morning because I have so much to thank him for, just being alive to say, thank you, Jesus. I thank God for this prayer and praise line, for it is so helpful and benefit to our soul, our lives. And I thank God for my niece. She was taking her exam for RN, and Satan attacked her car. And she said, well, Lord, I got to drive 2 hours. And the enemy tried to put stress on her. And I said, just start thanking God. Just thank God. I said, just keep studying and stay focused on the Lord and just praise God. And she went in yesterday morning. The Lord blessed her. She took her exam, and she made 86 on it. She only was required to make 65. So I thank God for just blessing her to pass that exam and to bless her to pass the rest of it. And I praise God for all of you. I love all of you. God bless you and have a blessed day.
Well, praise the Lord. Oh, amen. Those are the kind of praise reports, amen, that God, amen, he just enjoy hearing how you exalt his name. Amen. Anyone else this morning with a praise report? You're on the line.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. This is Evangelist Tucker. Praise God. From North Carolina, a friend of Evangelist Johnson from New York. Praise God. Just want to praise God this morning and how this morning that God just woke me up, praise God, with a mind just to want some glory. And then prayer this morning that God, he had healed, touched my body. I had pains this morning when I woke up, but now I'm healed. I began to speak the word of the Lord, and as prayer was gone up for me, I thank God for his healing power. I know God, he said, if you call on, that he would answer and we cry. He said, here I am. I praise God. I praise God for praise God. Hallelujah. Dr. Johnson, I thank God for the first fruit prayer line. I just thank God for the people of God, all that's lifting up the bloodstained banner from the four corners of the earth in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, my God, what an awesome praise. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Anyone else this morning? Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. This is Prophetess Stith from Arkansas. I give honor to all that are on the line, Ambassador Johnson and his cabinet, but most of all to Jesus. I thank God when David, but I can say it a little bit better than David this morning. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And I just want to thank God that he's reliable this morning. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. That's my praise report. I thank God that he's dependable. He's there. He'll never forsake you. This morning, he has never left me. Glory to God. I thank God this morning I don't have to be primed, pumped, petted, pampered, picked up, pepped up just to give him some glory. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nobody have to send me flowers to say, God, I love you. Nobody have to send me a thank you card just to say, you are the best thing that ever happened to me. I just thank God, hallelujah. He said if he'll be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. So I just want to open up my mouth this morning and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I was traveling out of town with my dad to the doctor's office. His report still is the same, but God's report said he is healed. His report says that he has the victory. So I just want to leave this line just echoing this word, say, I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I will always triumph in him. The devil cannot defeat me this morning. The weather can't change how I feel, even though it's raining outside. Sickness cannot stop me. Glory to God. Battles will not beat me. Glory to God. This job will not silence me. Glory to God. For whom the Father has set free is free indeed. What's my praise report? I am thankful to be here. I'm thankful that I know him. And most of all, he can call me by his my name. Thank you, Jesus. God bless the saints of God. And have a wonderful day. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Anyone else this morning with a praise report? You're on the line.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I praise God this morning. This is Mother Wilson. I thank God for him being good to me. I thank him because he has